Well, everybody, welcome to episode 74 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at the Ankeny Office of Iowa Realty. They're located at 1802 Southeast Delaware, suite number 103. Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of Ankeny Fanatic. They have 75 agents specializing in residential, commercial, farm, and land properties. Well, we're going to talk a lot of boys swimming today. We were hoping to have Ankeny coach Justin Crouch on the podcast, as well as senior swimmer Max Martin. But unfortunately, both of them are under the weather right now, so we're forced to settle just to have one guest tonight. But we're really excited to have him. He's also a senior swimmer on the squad, and he helped the team to the state title last year. He is Jay Swanepoel. Jay, thanks for coming in. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. We're kind of having to rearrange some things here, so bear with me here for a second. But Well, Jay, no worries. you guys are 3 meets into the season thus far. You know, have you been happy with the way you guys have swam thus far?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, my personal times this season have been way beyond what I've ever been capable of at this point before. And I think it goes for the other swimmers as well, for sure. We're definitely, as a team, looking stronger at this point in the season than we've ever been.
Well, your team opened the season on November 26th by winning the Sprint Classic at Trail Point by 11.5 points over Dowling Catholic. And we'll talk more about Dowling here in a little bit. But you guys won 8 events at that meet, including all 3 relays. You know, that was certainly a good way to start the season, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it felt really strong just getting out in front of the season. And we were down 2 swimmers, Grant Miller, who was on vacation, and Breck Stuker-Jurgen, who was sick. So getting that win over Dowling, just edging them out there, felt really good for us.
Well, coming into the season as the defending state champs, you know, was there a different vibe around the team, you know, this year? Do you feel like you're trying to defend your title? Or because it is a new year and you have some new guys on the team, you know, is that something that you guys really haven't talked much about?
It definitely feels like we're defending the title. I feel like every day I'm hearing about a new swimmer who's coming out of some other town that I wasn't aware of before. So we definitely have a lot of competition this year. I think we immediately went into it thinking, okay, we won last year. We're still a really strong team. You know, it's not going to be impossible for us to win again. And, of course, I don't think it's impossible, but I think it is going to be a challenge. But, you know.
Well, I'm sure you guys are going to get the best shot from all of your opponents, you know, who are going to be looking to knock you off. You know, have you been able to see that intensity thus far from your opponents?
Oh, yeah. I think Dowling really showed up at the Sprint Classic meet. We just barely beat them there. But, like I said, we were down a couple swimmers, and as far as I know, they were basically at full strength. So.
Well, you mentioned your times this season. You won the 50 freestyle and swam on 2 winning relays at the Sprint Classic. And then you won the 100 freestyle at the Mike Whitmer Invitational last Saturday at Ames. You know, so I guess you have been happy with your performances, huh?
Yeah, no, I for sure have. I've been training pretty consistently for the last 4 years. For a lot of swimmers, myself included, the swimming training cycle basically just goes year-round with maybe like a month or two off in the entire year. So I'm starting to see my work paying off, and it feels really good.
Well, last year at the state meet, you placed 11th in the 50 freestyle. You were 15th in the 100 freestyle, and you also swam on the second place 200 and 400 freestyle relays that both set school records and earned all automatic All-American honors. You know, did you prefer the 50 or the 100, or do you have a preference there?
Last year, I definitely preferred the 50. Before every 100 race, I would always go into it with, like, a little apprehension, you know. I would always be kind of afraid to swim it because it's kind of an awkward race. You have to sprint the whole thing, but it's not a 50. So it just leaves you more tired than any other race you could swim.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest's premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic Podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade, or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. All right, we're visiting with Ankeny swimmer Jay Swanepoel. Well, Jay, last year, you know, you guys did lose a couple of standout seniors from last year's squad, Adam Vasky and Mason Kynroth. Have you tried to become more of a leader for the squad this season?
Yeah. I feel like there was definitely a need for a new leadership on the team. And going into the season immediately, I was a little worried. You know, I felt like Adam had some pretty big shoes to fill. But we're definitely going into the season in a positive way, and I feel like I'm definitely the spiritual leader of the team, so to speak.
Well, you guys do have some talented newcomers on this squad, including your brother Lance. Lance won both the 200 freestyle and the 100 butterfly at the Whitmer Invitational, and and he also joined you on the winning 200 and 400 freestyle relays. You know, he's making a pretty big impact on the team, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's really surprising everyone, to be honest. I mean, like going into the season, we all knew that he was going to be a competitive swimmer, but coach has been putting him in events that he doesn't usually swim, and he's just been performing at them like no freshman we've ever seen on this team, except for maybe Max, you know? He's definitely impressing all of us, and we're really happy to have him on the team.
Well, did you think he was going to be this good this quickly?
I mean, not necessarily, to be honest, but as long as I've known Lance, he's always surprised me with, you know, how hard he's willing to work and how much he's able to perform.
Well, you mentioned, you know, Max earlier, of course, you guys sometimes swim against each other in your events. You know, and swimming is kind of a unique sport in that regard because you not only compete against other teams, but you often find yourself swimming against your teammates. You know, so do you become pretty competitive when you're swimming against, you know, Max or Trent or anyone else on the team?
Yeah, certainly I do. It's kind of an unspoken thing that, I mean, it comes up every now and then in the, like, you know, joking about it and whatnot, like, oh, I'm gonna like destroy you today, but it's not a joke, you know? Definitely, me and Max going back and forth this year in a 50, has been like, I think it brings us further as a team, you know? Just having someone that I know I'm training to beat, you know, right next to me in the pool, it's very encouraging.
So, like, if you win a close race against one of your teammates, you know, do you do a little trash talking?
Just a little bit, but honestly, I think swimming is just a really positive sport in general, you know? Yeah, like, when, for example, at the Sprint Classic, when I, you know, I beat Max in the 50, that was one of the first times I've ever beat him in the 50. And so I knew that he would probably be reacting pretty harshly to it, so instead of trash talking or anything, I just, you know, I was like, hey, good job on your race, you know.
Yeah.
Great work.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Revive Clinic and Spa is also a sponsor of the contest, the podcast, excuse me. Revive has a large menu of aesthetic procedures, including Botox, cosmetic fillers, hydrofacials, cool sculpting, laser hair removal, Forever Young photofacials, halo, and a medically supervised weight loss program. Dr. Steph is now offering hormone pellet therapy for men and women. She has over 15 years of aesthetic experience and 30 years in the healthcare field. Her staff is top-notch and the best in the industry. They give every new patient a complimentary consult that includes a Visia skin analysis valued at $200. Revive Clinic and Spa is conveniently located at 1850 Southwest Plaza Shops Lane in South Ankeny by the new Hy-Vee. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. We're visiting with Ankeny swimmer Jay Swanepoel. And Jay, we talked earlier about swimming against your teammates, and I know at that Sprint Classic, Trent Franson won the 25 free in 9.80 seconds. You know, now Trent is obviously one of the best distance swimmers in the state, you know, but he definitely showed that he can sprint as well. He's just kind of a freak in the pool, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you really said it. You know, he's insane. His freshman year, he definitely, it really felt like he came out of nowhere. Like, nobody was really expecting him to be this good of a swimmer. But, you know, each year he's surprising us even more. He's really coming into his own as a solid athlete. And, I mean, he's going to he's committed to Berkeley, which is, like, the top swimming school.
Right.
So, I mean, I think his potential is just through the roof.
Well, and of course, Trent and Breck Stuckert-Jurgen are both out in Seattle right now swimming at a national meet. And those guys have certainly shown before that they can swim on that level. I mean, that's just a great opportunity for those guys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we would definitely like to have them here for Dowling tomorrow, but we're really happy they have the opportunity to compete on a national level like that.
Well, you guys will host a Dowling on Thursday, and that's your conference opener. You know, do you consider the Maroons to be your biggest rival?
No, I don't think so. I think when we're at full strength, we will be we'll beat Dowling every time. Mm-hmm. You know, just 100%. You know, but without Trent and Breck, it will be a little more difficult for us.
Of course, last year you guys battled them to a tie in your dual meets. I mean, they're obviously a really strong team. You know, but as far as the other teams around here, though, I mean, who do you consider to be your biggest rival?
Going into the season, we really thought Waukee was going to be our number one, but nowadays people are talking a lot about Iowa City West, and they have swimmers like the new freshman Diggory Dillingham, who is just going at, like, incredible times in the 50. That I mean, it's just insane. And Isaac Hadjick. He's, you know, always been consistently a fast swimmer. So when we talk about our big competition, we're thinking about Waukee or Iowa City West. So, you know, we get the vibe that, you know, we're not safe in our spot.
Sure. Well, of course, you guys will swim in the Iowa City Invitational here in a couple of weeks. And you'll see some good teams there. That'll be a good test for you too, won't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, it'll be I was talking to some of my teammates, and we were saying it's going to be kind of like a trial state, you know? Like all the biggest teams that we perceive being our big competition are really going to be there, so it's going to be exciting.
Well, what are your goals for the rest of the season?
I would really like to get my 50 down to a low 21 or a 20 point. I want to get my 100 down to a 46, anything.
All right.
Yeah.
Which events are you going to be swimming at tomorrow night, do you know?
Yeah, Coach told me he would put me in the 200, which is unusual for me. But I get it. You know, Trent and Breck are out of town, so we have a lot of spots that we need to fill. A lot of swimmers getting moved around. And, you know, I definitely prefer to do my sprint events, but when I need to be, I can be a team player. So.
Well, I'm sure you guys would like to win every meet, you know, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, when your ultimate goal is to win another state title, I mean, the outcome of tomorrow's meet really isn't all that important, is it? I mean, if you guys go on to win state, are you going to even remember if you won the dual meet against Dowling?
No, of course not. I mean, the Dowling meet, it would be nice to win, but, I mean, I like to tell people when we're having practices, like tonight, for example, when we have a really hard set and there's like a meet the next day and everyone's like, oh, you know, we got to rest up for the meet tomorrow. I'm just like, guys, our sights are set on February, you know, not tomorrow.
Well, you mentioned that after the holiday break, you know, your team will have three more dual meets, including a showdown at Ames on January 23rd. Of course, Ames edged you guys at the Whitmer Invitational. You guys will also compete in the Linmar Invitational on January 18th, and I'm sure you'll see some good teams there as well. The Central Conference meet is scheduled for January 25th at Johnston, and then you guys will swim in the district meet on February 8th. Of course, the state meet will be a week later at Iowa City. Now, last year was just the second year that the state meet has been held in Iowa City after being held in Marshalltown for a long time. You know, do you think that was a good move by the High School Athletic Association to move it to Iowa City?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think it was. I go to high school girls' state every year as well, and, I mean, the facility is just packed when you get there. And it's sort of a good thing because when everyone's screaming, it's just like the energy is just insane. But at the same time, it's like really tight and uncomfortable for everyone. So, the seating is better. I think the venue is just better. And it's, you know, it feels like a fast pool for us. So,
all right. You're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast sponsored by Iowa Realty. And Gerstmann Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Whether you're looking for your first home or refinancing your existing loan, Gerstmann Mortgage has an expert to assist you. They'll help you find the right mortgage to meet your personal needs. When you are buying your starter house, moving to a larger home, aging in place, or looking to refinance, Gerstmann Mortgage will be there every step of the way. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit gerstmann.com to get pre-approved today. All right, we're visiting with Ankeny swimmer Jay Swanepoel. Well, Jay, last year you scored some points in your individual events at the state meet, but I'm sure you'd like to, you know, to finish even higher this year. Do you feel like you have the potential to get on the podium?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been showing times this season already that I've never been able to do in the past before. So, especially in my 100, I think I'm showing a lot of improvement, and I'm hoping to podium in both my events.
Well, I know that there haven't been any power rankings, you know, posted yet, at least that I've seen. But I imagine you guys will be at or near the top, you know, once they are. From what you've seen this far, do you feel like, you know, this team has a chance to win another state title?
Oh yeah, I think we certainly do. Obviously, our big competition last year was Waukee. You know, they got really close to us at the state meet. And, I mean, I like to think about it as just like a straightforward numbers game, you know. We lost Adam, and we gained Lance this year. And the rest of us, we just grew stronger, you know. So I think we net gained more than Waukee did in this case. So I'm hoping that, you know, we can just use this momentum to our advantage and, you know, drive it home.
Well, you guys just seem to be so strong across the board. I mean, of course, you got Trent and Breck in the distance event. You got you and Max in the sprints, you know, Lance is coming in, you got Weston in a couple different events, and you got most of your guys back in all the relays. I mean, it just seems like you guys are going to be able to at least match, if not surpass, what you did last year.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think we can. With the addition of Lance on the team, he swims not only really excellent freestyle, but really excellent fly. So having an additional flyer on the team is going to open up our options for all sorts of stuff. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of like decisions that we're going to have to make about where we're going to put people though, you know, we're a very high potential team, I'll say, you know, but we really need to hone in on what the state team's going to look like.
Well, last year you guys obviously peaked at the right time, dropping as much time as you did at the state meet. Do you think that that's going to be the key to winning it again? Is peaking right there at the right time?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think back to my sophomore year a lot. We all did really excellent at the district meet. And, like, we all dropped just so much time, you know. It was easily our best swims of the season. And we went to the state meet hoping to keep that momentum up, but we had just peaked too soon, you know. and we got worse times. We ended up tying Bettendorf for third, Ames winning state that year. I'm hoping that we can peak at the right time like we did last year.
Well, Jay, I was going to ask you about your future plans, but you're sitting here in a Truman State University sweatshirt, so I'm guessing that's probably where you're headed next year, huh?
Yeah, it is. I committed there about a month ago, and you know, I'm pretty excited for it.
Did you look at a lot of different schools before you made your decision?
Yeah, for sure. Like over the summer, I would get to this point every now and then where I would be like, okay, there are these five schools that I'm going to talk to. I'm emailing their coaches, and then someone would come to me and say, oh, have you heard of this school, though? Have you heard of this school? It was definitely a long process.
So what was the deciding factor? What did you like about Truman?
Honestly, I made my decision about a week after I had visited the college, you know? I'd visited some other colleges, but none of them really, connected with me. When I got to Truman, I knew so many swimmers from Ankeny and just around central Iowa there that, you know, when I saw everyone, it was like I was already a part of the team. They just welcomed me with open arms, and that's not something that I felt anywhere else, so.
Well, I know there's a few Ankeny athletes that are down there, including Adam Vasky. I'm sure he probably, you know, filled you in on what the swim team was like, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I still keep in touch with him, so I'm really excited to, you know, be his teammate again next year.
Now, what do you plan to study down there?
I'm planning on studying computer science.
All right. Yeah. Well, Jay, thanks a lot for coming tonight. Really appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. You've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Ira Realty. I want to thank my guest, Jay Swanepoel, for coming in again tonight. He really carried the load for the swimming team with both Max Martin and Coach Justin Crouch under the weather, and we appreciate his time. Come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. We'll be focusing on wrestling next week with the big Ankeny Centennial Duel coming up next Thursday night. This has been the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Iowa Realty. Iowa Realty is very proud and fortunate to have Home Services Lending, Iowa Title, Midland Title, and Escrow, and Home Services Insurance as part of their one-stop shopping model. They're able to help you buy and sell anywhere in the state of Iowa. They can also help you, your family, and friends who are moving from anywhere to anywhere in the world through their business affiliates. If you would like information on how to become a realtor, you can call Mike Stanbro at 453-5350, or you can email Mike at Mike Stanbro, that's STANBROUGH, at iowarealty.com.